Good morning, Delaware. It's another beautiful Friday morning, and I am here, Nicole Fowles, Communications Coordinator for the Delaware County District Library, with my loyal co-host, Molly Myers-Libady.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Molly. And we have a very special guest today. It is, oh man, Scott. I'm going to say it so bad. Scott Zuch.
Zuch. Yep, that's okay. Everybody mispronounces it.
I always want to do the CH as a CK because that's more of like a German thing.
Yes, yeah. And it's actually Hungarian.
See, oh, that's cool.
That's why I do.
Zuch.
Okay. I see. I got the SZ part right, though. Scott is an
adult services librarian.
Librarian.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm like a reference
adult librarian. Well earned title, I must say.
Because I've had a few titles even recently, so.
But we are so happy to have you on. In the second half of the show, Scott is going to be talking about NaNoWriMo.
So cool. I'm just learning about it, and I am excited.
I will let you on. It is not an alien greeting from Mork and Mindy. It is, in fact, shortened for National Novel Writing Month.
But exactly. We could push it more by making it a greeting during this month, right?
Okay. Yeah, we could find a handshake and all
We're doing that.
I'm taking notes as we speak.
Well, as we begin most of our shows, we will be talking about first things that we have maybe recently read or listened to.
Oh, Molly, but of course.
What are you up to these days?
Well, I just finished a book that I thoroughly enjoyed, though I was a little confused at first. This is one that, stick with it, everybody. I read Stuart Turton's The Seven Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle, also known as The Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle. Please don't ask me why.
Okay.
All I know is you can find it both ways, and on Goodreads, I could only find one to list it under.
Interesting.
So, I'm going to set the mood. Imagine you wake up in the middle of a forest, and you don't know who you are, but you know Anna's missing and you've got to find Anna. You're very upset. You stumble around looking for Anna until you find pretty much a mansion. When you go in, everyone seems to know you, seems to think something's wrong. They kind of take you and put you to bed. Mm. When you wake up the next morning, you're back in the mansion, but you're no longer in the same body you were in.
Ooh.
And Evelyn Hardcastle dies at the end of the night. And before you know it, there is a cycle of waking up and trying to stop the death of Evelyn Hardcastle. Now, I have to say,
I didn't
know that much going into this book.
You knew nothing.
I knew nothing, which is how I love to start books. Gone Girl, that one messed me up. I was not ready for what was going to happen in this one. This one won't mess you up as much. But in the beginning, you're a little like, who's the character? This is one of the books that my mom would take notes on who is who.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I love looking at her notes when she writes books because you want to try to keep track of which character that he's hopping to.
Okay.
Who is Anna is a big question we have. Who is really Evelyn? Who are any of them? I have to tell you, this book just takes a little while and then you're hooked. And you're like, who's he going to wake up now? Can he wake up in more than one body? Can he change what's happening? Or is this a loop he's stuck in? Mm-hmm. Are there other people stuck in the loop? How did they get there? How does it end? Does it ever end? And that is what you'll learn without me giving you any spoilers.
And then as a reader, you're even thinking like, what genre is this?
What genre? Is
fantasy?
Fantasy? Sci-fi?
Right, yeah.
Is this mystery?
Right.
Is this
magical,
historical mystery?
Magical realism?
Paranormal?
Yeah.
Is this? I know.
It's fun.
Absolutely. So Stuart Turton's The Seven Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle or The Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle is a fantastic read. It was a 2018 Sunday Times bestseller. It won a Costa Book Award. Costa Book Award.
Yeah.
I can't read on my screen in 2018. And it just as a whole is a fun, fun ride to go on. I actually put this one off because I'd enjoyed the cover reminded me of the Seven Husbands of
Evelyn Hugo.
Of Evelyn Hugo.
Right?
The covers kind of look the same.
And the names are the same.
But they're different authors.
Yeah.
They're completely different. You're not going to have, it's not like a prequel or a sequel. It's a totally different read.
Evelyns are just having their day.
Evelyns are having their day. And, or not in this case.
Ooh, right?
She's dying over and over and over again.
Over and over again.
And you don't know why.
Man, that's a good tease.
That is a good tease,
I like it
if I say so myself.
Good job.
I've been thinking about it.
Sounds like a very dark Groundhog Day.
It really is.
Bill Murray kept popping into other people's bodies. Right.
Ooh, yeah.
It is absolutely a very dark. Yeah, and somebody dies at the end of every one of these. Though Bill Murray, you know, at one point during Groundhog Day, that got pretty dark too.
That's true.
Spoiler alert. No. Yeah. Scott, I don't know if I prepped you, but have you been reading or listening to anything lately that you'd like to share?
The minute you mentioned that, I thought, oh, it's been a while since life has been a little busy for me.
The
I
good
will
thing
say,
is that when you're not on the radio every week, you have a lifetime of books to choose from.
Absolutely, sure. I'm trying to think. I think the most recent one I read, I am a big spy thriller reader.
Ooh.
And I've slowly been going through all of the Ian Fleming written James Bond books. I just finished those. And there is a one-off called Colonel Sun that is, I'm going to struggle to remember the actual author. I believe Robert Kingsley is the author that is listed, but it's actually Martin Amy, I think.
Okay.
So it was apparently a contest that they put out and said, write the next Bond novel, and he was the only one that responded back
Are you kidding?
1960, whenever that was. And he responded, they printed it. It's actually a very, very different Bond novel than obviously anything that Ian Fleming wrote. It is more focused on a colonel from China. You still have that whole 1960s East versus West subtext where Bond better take care of this or bad things.
Or else. Yes,
yeah, or else.
Because that's like every Bond novel.
Yes.
But there is a lot more, like the stakes keep getting ratcheted up with every stretch. And I really appreciated this one. I was not, obviously going from what you kind of view as like the creator and then somebody else takes it over, I was not sure what to expect with this, and I was walked away very pleased. It's probably one of my top three.
Well, and the fact that he, you know, answered the call to what you, like you said, a contest, and he wrote it, and they still allowed it, because, you know, they could say this does not fit within the brand.
Yes.
And the fact that they allowed it within the brand, and
I'm still loving nobody else entered. Like, I need to find these contests.
I mean, it could be, like, maybe intimidation. I don't know. Like, I don't want to follow up Ian Fleming.
I know.
Are you kidding?
That's completely fair.
Yeah.
Well, I am still in the progress, in progress with one particular book that I'm working on. You may have known that we have had several wonderful authors this year. We have one more coming, actually, next year. If you aren't aware, Tommy Orange is going to be here tomorrow. It's sold out. So thanks for getting your tickets in advance. But in February, we have Neil Schusterman coming.
Neil
Schusterman is a author for young adults. He writes tween and teen kind of age, so middle school and high school. His content is all over the place. He's got some very, very popular books, but I just wanted to go ahead and kind of get into his writing. And the one that I started with, because it happened to be available on audiobook on Libby.
Always a win.
Right. It's called Dry. And it is by Neil, but he co-writes it with his son, Jared.
Oh, that's fun. I love when families work together on a book.
And I am listening to the audiobook, and he is a cast of the narrators in the audiobook, Neil is. I don't know if Jared is or not. Not that I can tell. But what the book is about, Dry, is it's about there's a drought in California in the present day world. And it just kind of begins with people knowing that there's a drought. We need to save our water. We need to do this and to do that. They start to say the typical things. You can't water your lawn. You can't use just like extra water for things that are unnecessary. You just really need to be smart about your water use. They start to say, you know, don't shower, you know, or do they start doing those campaigns where it's like turn off the sink when you're brushing your teeth. Don't have water running when you brush your teeth. Get your body wet in the shower, then turn off the shower, soap and lather and do all the things, then turn it back on to rinse it off. And that's that. But it gets worse and worse and worse. It gets to a point of catastrophic proportions. And they're calling it the tap out because it means that now you turn your tap on and it's out. There's nothing coming out of the tap. So people are trying to figure out, what do we do about this? And of course, like any good YA author, It centers on two teens and their next door neighbors, and they have really nothing in common. A very popular girl, a very nerdy boy, and the nerdy boy's family, they're a little bit of the type of family that I would say preppers. I think is the right, not doomsdayers, but just preppers. You know, they've got a whole, you know, basement filled with water, with food. They have their own irrigation system on their property. They know how to turn, you know, evaporation and condensation into drinkable water. They just
skills.
They're ready, you know. And the boy is a very nice boy, and he wants to help this girl whose family is very much not prepared. Mm-hmm. And so they start to work together. They start to become friends. And Alyssa, the girl, she comes to him at one point because her parents have gone to the ocean. They're in California. So they said that they're going to set up a, what's it called, when you can filter the ocean water and make it into fresh water.
Wow, words I don't know.
Saline.
Last week we were way classier with our vocabulary.
I think it's a distillation.
Ooh,
it's
distillation.
Just, yeah.
That's like how you make alcohol, isn't it?
I don't know. Someone will correct me. Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
So
maybe
anyway,
it's both the same thing.
There you go.
FEMA has come and they've set up these places along the coast to help, you know, make ocean water into fresh water. And her parents have gone to it, but they got there yesterday and they haven't come back yet. And then another day goes by, and they still haven't come back. And so Alyssa and the neighbor go on this adventure to try and see, you know, how they're going to survive, what happened to her parents, what's going to be the end of this tap out. Is there an end of this tap out? So I don't know the answers to any of these questions, but if you read Dry, then you will find them out probably just in the same timeline that I will.
Man, this is reminding me of a teen book, and I'm trying to remember.
Is it the one by Mindy McGinnis called Not a Drop to Drink?
No, this is one where,
also
like,
a water-based one.
I think something hits the earth and it knocks out all sunlight.
Okay.
And so then there you can't grow things, and it's that survivalist, two teens next door to each other.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It was one of my favorite. Life as We Knew It.
Okay.
Last Survivors.
Yeah, I didn't know that water survival especially was going to be a hot topic in teen books, but I had read Mindy McGinnis's Not a Drop to Drink duology, and now I'm reading this one. And yeah, so I guess it's a little bit more prevalent than I thought. So.
I think with all the, you know, right now we're kind of laughing is, oh, how many bodies did they find at the bottom of that lake as it dries out, you know? But
yeah,
that also means everything's drying out. Mm-hmm. So I see it being a prevalent topic.
It's topics to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, pick up those books next time you're at the library, and we will see you on the other side as we talk about NaNoWriMo.
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 So we spent that entire commercial break talking about what the word was for how you make water from salt water, and I remembered it's a desalination.
Desalinization, maybe?
Desalinization. Mm-hmm. See, we still don't know.
But place. Saline is salt.
Yes, yes.
So that makes sense.
We need to desaline.
Desalting.
Yes.
Desalt it all.
We need to desalt the water. But we do agree that distilleries and distillation is an act of water evaporating out of something. So I think we're all right.
And making alcohol. Not only alcohol.
Well, that's not what we're here to talk about now. We are here.
I will always talk about gin.
We are here with our adult services librarian, Scott Zuch.
Zuch, you got it.
Did it. And we're going to talk about a holiday, a little known holiday that is happening the month of November. And what is that holiday, Scott?
That is National Novel Writing Month, or the much more fun to say NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
It is more fun to say.
I think we could just say it the entire time and I'd be happy.
So NaNoWriMo, first of all, National Novel Writing Month. What's the point? What do we need? Why do we need this?
It's basically inspiration for people to sit down and say, if you've ever thought, I need to write a book, or I'd like to write a book, or I'd like to write something.
Yeah.
It is incentive for you to sit down and, frankly, not think about it. Just plop down 50,000 words in an ideal situation to say, I have done it. Now I will edit it.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I love that.
Why 50,000 words? What's the significance?
I know that is the goal. I believe there is also some sort of significance to most books, depending on the genre, are around 50,000 words.
So it's basically if you sit down and you just write these words, you just like blah them out.
Exactly.
Onto your computer.
I love blah them out.
Well, and that is pretty much, if you want to hit that 50,000, that is what you have to do. So.
Right. I don't know what that math is, but that's still a lot of words a day. So
1,667 words.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
So for someone like me, it's where you can put your stream of conscious, those ideas that flow through my head. And I'm like, why is this in my head? Normal people don't think about this. That's what I'm supposed to be writing down.
More or less, yes.
Okay.
Right. I mean, there have been so many times when I feel like I have a good idea and I'm like, that could be a book. But then you have to make the time. You have to, you know, get yourself in the right headspace. You have to sit down. You have to put it on paper. You might do it one day for an hour and then you never, ever, ever do it again.
Yeah.
So basically this month is the opportunity to keep it up.
Exactly. And the focus is generally in November. It is not the greatest weather this week, notwithstanding. But it's not always great. So people will be inside, and it's an incentive to sit down, put yourself in that chair, and pound out those words.
Well, and I think that the library, because, you know, we ask ourselves, like, where do we find the library, the public library in particular, in this context? And so where does that put the library for this particular month?
Libraries in general are supposed to be good help for, well, everyone, really. Yeah. But writers especially, since that's what we're talking about. Not only in writing spaces, but in writing helps, writing guides, stuff like that, gives you the ability to come in, get free Wi-Fi.
Right.
So you don't just have to write if you think of a character situation. Like, would that happen? You can search it up. There you are, because you have free Wi-Fi. Or if you need help with a character naming source book, we have that.
Or you're writing along at home and everything is hunky-dory and then your child steps on your laptop and smushes it.
Absolutely.
And now you need a laptop.
This sounds like some personal experience here.
I don't know if anyone else who's listening has kids who like to step on things that aren't floor.
The floor is lava.
Yeah,
my children will step on anything but floor. And I'm like, no, that was my laptop. No, that's your iPad. Why?
Well, another option is, again, not a real world example, I know, but maybe the power goes out.
Right.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, been there, done that.
Or your heat, or your AC. I mean, anything either way. So basically, the library for supporting National Novel Writing Month is here to kind of just be your place, to be your place to, you know, keep your temperature controlled, have your electronics.
Yeah.
Possibly get away from your kids.
Maybe
so
get away,
don't
yeah.
Step on your electronics.
I hate when that happens. And so we're hosting it at the Delaware Main Library. We have specific things coming up this month. Of course, you can go to any library in the entire Delaware County District Library system. You can use our Wi-Fi, our laptops, and you can set up at a table. But you're doing some very special things this month with dedicated space.
Yes, some libraries, well, some locations, period, can be a come write in location through National Novel Writing Month. And we have set up 3 dates starting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That will be, I'm checking my notes here myself. That'll be from 9 to 11:30 is where we have our specific community room set aside for that, for writers to come in and kind of socialize and sit down and pound out their novel. And then that picks it back up again at 3:30. We did have someone that had reserved the area during that time. So there's a little bit of time space where you don't.
Yeah, you can go get lunch.
You can go get a coffee. There's
come back.
Quite a few
bring
areas.
Bring me a coffee. Right. If you're going to go get coffee, let's just agree to bring Molly a coffee.
Molly gets a coffee.
So I'm taking notes. I'm taking bribery notes as we speak. Yeah.
It works, Scott. It works.
But yeah, go get something to eat. Relax somewhere else. Come back. Do more writing.
And then,
there's also, like I said, there's nothing that says you have to stay the whole day. If you want to hop in from 9 to 10:30 and say, well, I put down 500 words. I'm good for right now.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I have to say, this is also great. So I made a choice, which is I married another extrovert, and the two of us talk a lot, right? We actually have been heard talking to each other in our sleep, which makes it hard when you're trying to focus and write. And I remember during COVID, I had to work on something for all of the library, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to write it, and I'm like, Lloyd, I just need like 30 minutes. And he's like, I'm on it.
Oh.
And he goes in the kitchen, and he talks out loud to the cat for 30 minutes, oh. which was so sweet because he was doing exactly what I asked, just not talking to me. But it would be a place I can go with other people who aren't going to talk to the cat out loud while I'm sitting there.
Well, I think sometimes... just the aspect of community is nice,
yes.
too, because the idea of these write-ins not only is that the library is providing you space, but it's also providing you community. And so if there are two or three other people in that room with you who are also focusing on the same goal, there's
yeah.
a certain synergy that really comes into that room.
I'm glad you said that, because I actually am myself a NaNoWriMo winner from past years, a prior
wow.
library where I worked.
Congratulations. Yes, yay.
A prior library where I worked had three or four people that said, hey, let's do this. And it had always been a bucket list thing. And I thought, yeah, maybe someday when I'm, you know, when I don't have kids or I don't have, and they have a house, I should say. And they said, do it now, because who knows? So I was the only person that was able to finish it, but I can tell you, oftentimes I didn't have the much of the, what you have is like the forums and
mm-hmm. sure.
the means of getting together. I mean, I'm sure they existed, but for me, it was just a very solitary pursuit. And
yeah.
that is what I'm trying to avoid in this situation uh-huh. is I know there are others that want to get together and connect and say, hey, I'm a writer. Hey, so am I.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're doing this.
So I love that.
Are you joining the challenge this year?
I unfortunately do not have the time to do it this year.
Okay.
But I am there for support. As a matter of fact, I will be there tomorrow, I should say.
Uh-huh.
So come say hi. Hey, I'm looking for the writer guy. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. me.
The writer guy. I love it.
And I'll be more than happy to provide whatever support I can.
That Scott guy with the crazy last name.
Yes.
And the Hungarian last name.
I also have the library's NaNoWriMo account that you are welcome to connect with me.
Oh, cool.
That Ooh. Is, yes, because you can have buddies on the NaNoWriMo account. I am Scott at, and that is ATDCDL, because you're going to look by buddies. So
oh, cool.
Scott at DCDL, not the at sign,
mm-hmm.
the word AT.
Oh, fun.
That sounds awesome. I still have the same diary since I was 10.
Oh,
I'm only
gosh.
Halfway through
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott, I need you to help remind me to write in my diary I've had since I was 10. My sister bought it for me for Christmas. It should be finished.
That's
going to
be an
issue. It's 30-some years
does
old.
Does a diary ever actually get finished, though? Like, I mean, even if you fill it, aren't you supposed to go?
Well, my mother's got many, many of them that I've read out loud to her. That is a fun activity that she does not approve of.
Well, just bring them in here and read them on the radio.
I feel like yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I just showed her how to look up the radio station and listen to this, Scott.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to get called out on that one.
I have no idea what you're talking about, that you misheard what I just said.
Yeah.
There.
That's amazing.
The funny thing is, it's lovely, and I wish she had written more, because she doesn't know how well I have enjoyed this entire process. It's
Yay.
Fantastic. I love this, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you for saying so.
Yeah, thank you for sharing NaNoWriMo with our listeners. And so all of the Saturdays in November, you can join us at Delaware Main Library. We're a little bit broken up tomorrow, but that's all right. You can still come anytime and, yeah, enjoy your writing opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I should say the next two Saturdays, there are no breaks
yeah.
in that. It is just straight
yeah.
through from 9 to 5.
Come by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will wrap up as we normally do with some of the programs that we have coming up at the library. Of course, tomorrow is Tommy Orange. We are well
Woo-hoo!
Sold out for that.
Woo-hoo!
But we've got some other fun stuff. So, Molly, you were saying you've got one particular.
I've got one I'm really excited
uh-huh.
about. We have one coming up Monday, November 14th at the Delaware Main Library called Seniors Against Fraud. Mm-hmm. It's with our wonderful partners at SourcePoint. They're coming to talk about the types of scams targeting older adults, how you can protect yourself. I have to say, you know, my mom's really getting a good feel on when things are popping up. Mm-hmm. And she'll often save something on her screen and just go to a different screen to have me double check it. Mm-hmm. But they're getting trickier and trickier and trickier. Mm-hmm. And so anything that helps us be more aware of how they're trying to get our money, our information, you know.
I got a really good one that looked like it came from Apple this week. And it was really well
I've been getting the text. And for a long time, I wasn't getting really creepy text. It would be phone calls or emails. Mm-hmm. And now I'm watching really carefully that if I get, hey, this is so-and-so.
Right.
Or that, you know, friend me on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've already friended you.
I know you.
Right.
This isn't, I started trying to shame them after a while.
Yeah.
Shame
Evelyn,
on you.
I know who you are.
You're not really my friend.
Well, that is, Monday, November 14th at 10 a.m. at the Delaware Main Library. If you have tweens, which that's like ages 9 to 12, mm-hmm. At the Orange Branch Library on Monday night at 6:30, it is our Tween Art Explorers for this quarter. They are going to be talking about owls, which is adorable.
Oh, I love it.
So they'll be talking about history, some of the symbology of owls, and then at the very end, they'll be painting river rocks to look like owls.
Cool.
I love finding those.
Yeah.
When people paint rocks and mm-hmm. I love that.
They're going to be super cute. Mm-hmm. Along the same lines, if you have a teen, a little bit older, 13 to 17, they can drop into the Orange Branch Library on Thursday, November 17th from 4 to 5, participate in our teen advisory board. That means they get to tell the library what they want out of the library.
We love that.
Yeah.
Come. If you know a teen, encourage them to join us.
Yeah. And I think that is all we have time for. But always check out all of our things online. Go to DelawareLibrary.org and you can find everything your heart desires. Is that a big promise? That's a big promise.
I think we can handle it.
I think we're pretty close to it, at least.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
All right. Well, Molly, thanks for being my co-host.
Oh, I always love it.
Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Gage, as always, wonderful work behind the board.
Thank you.
And we will see you in the stacks.